No, it's not. The other day I was driving to work and I was listening to a message in the car. And Ravi Zacharias was one I was listening to that day. And they were just telling the story, not really saying anything, just telling the story about how Ananias and Sapphira died. And you know what they did? They just tell small lie. You know, that sin, compared to today, nothing, no. What did they do? Small thing like this. All they say is this the whole money? And they said yes. You're a key person for that. You're a key person for that. Then the wife came and said, Was it true the husband was telling? The woman just agreed. You'll die. Am I saying they shouldn't have died? No, that's not what I want to discuss. My issue was why they died. I'll tell you the truth. It was because of the purity and the integrity of the apostles with which they began the church. Listen, that thing was so terrible compared to what was going on that the Holy Spirit couldn't stand it. But now, nobody could die. I should let anybody die. My pastor said, you know, is this the whole money you used to build this church? Where's the rest? So, you understand? We just be deceiving ourselves. So at the end of the day, nobody's dying. Everybody's going around in fact. Now, you get what I'm going to explain. That's why people know they mod again. That's why they don't die anymore. Now, I'm going to emphasize something. So, it is not as if God doesn't answer prayers. That's why, you know, things are spoiling and you are playing politics and they are still appointing. That's, take America as an example now. They are still appointing homosexuals as governor. You know, all those things that they are complaining about. No. It is more of a pastor would divorce his wife on Monday and marry another girl by Saturday. Those are the reasons. God say, look at this person shouting against, look at you. Divorce one woman today, Friday, you don't marry another one. What does that tell the rest of us? No, don't call my name, Holy Spirit. You have been seeing the girl before, you decrease. It's true now. Which kind of Holy Spirit just came upon you? You understand my point? You divorce your wife today. By the following week, you don't marry. And you are telling me, say, you are not lusting with your eyes. Be clear. Those are the things that worry God, though. Do you follow what I'm saying? That's why it appears as if anybody can look. Ananias and Sapphira, if not today, we're making head dicking. That should die. We're making head dicking. All right. That's why sometimes when we are praying, this just by the way again, I say if God answers some serious prayer, God has a rule: judgment starts in His house because He must never be called partial. No. He doesn't understand that. You know why he punished David? He said, David, you want to disgrace me? You know, he told David, I've forgiven you. You know, that's why Nathan came and said, God has taken away your sin. But the boy, this is embarrassment now. You know now. He said, I know. It's embarrassment. How are we going to handle the other nations when you, the champion of righteousness, see what you can do? David says, so how far? What's going to happen? Now they can't read out. It wasn't for David. It was for everybody else. They don't go and do nonsense. I just come and say, I will say sorry. Sorry, sometimes they get cost too. No, really. God didn't mind just saying, David, okay, forget it. He said, David, wait. I got to make you an example before they just go and be a business anyhow. And believe me, I'm sorry to say this, I have no proof to say that the Nigerian politicians are more corrupt than we Christians, in ministry especially. I have no proof for that. I can't swear. And that's why we like them now. One politician say 1-2 Thanksgiving, we'll clear church for them because their offering will come that day. Oh, my, I love Tunde Bakare. I love Tunde Bakare. The Lord is good. But you've gotten my point, all right? So, but what I'm going to say is that indeed the Lord answers prayers, all right? If you fulfill His conditions, believe me, He does answer prayers. And why they say we should pray for our leaders? He said it's for our own sake also. Well, especially, not just also, especially, so that we'll be able to lead a quiet and peaceable life, like King James says. Now, there's another scripture I want to read, then we'll pray, and then we'll close. Jeremiah chapter 27. This one is actually very interesting. Why I said everything I said was so that people won't go around like, I've heard those arguments before. It's end time. That's around nonsense. Okay? Even if it was end times, you know, you can postpone the ending of the times. I'm telling you what I'm saying. That's not supposed to be a joke. What I mean is that if you say it's end time, all right, good. He said, Lord, if this is the kind of calamity you want to cause because you're coming, just shift and forward small. Let's rearrange this place. No, I'm telling you the truth. Because Daniel, no, what I'm telling you is the truth. That's if, now, you know, I said if, even if you were correct, because you are not correct. Do you get my point? Even if you were correct, but you are not, by giving that argument that because of end time that things will just be getting rougher, I don't believe that thing. I can't believe it. All right? What I'm trying to say is that there was a time judgment was pronounced upon Nebuchadnezzar, and Daniel taught Nebuchadnezzar how to suspend the judgment. Yes. Okay, if you will just change, do this, do that, and begin to show mercy to the poor, break off from doing iniquity and all of that. So perhaps they will just shift the day of judgment. It might be a lengthening of your days that is in prosperity. So let's just forget that one. Is that okay? It's not end time. Our country can be good. Did I hear an amen? Amen. It will indeed be good. Did I hear an amen?
Amen?
Every little thing we see, like, you know, in Enugu now, the gist is everywhere. Enugu roads, the governor is walking, Enugu, Lagos State governor, they are walking, you know, people like that. It shows that people can walk. Take encouragement from things like that. If persistently we enjoy the kind of progress we've had in Enugu in the last 18 months to 2 years, I will stretch over 10 years. After a while, when you land for Enugu, you don't know whether somewhere in the U.S. you land or in Nigeria. You won't know, really. You won't know. I'm serious. And believe me, we will get there.
Amen.
I need to say this so that we won't think that we are wasting time praying. We are actually going to get results praying. In fact, I like what that reverend said. That, look, let me put my own words to it. The amount of good we have experienced now, is that okay, is a result of the good prayers we have prayed. A lot of the prayers are not good prayers, but the good ones are amongst the prayers that we have prayed. They are working. And listen, go and read Rick Joyner. I think it's in Prophetic Vision from the 21st century. He describes something that when apartheid was going to end in South Africa, is that okay? And, you know, the way it happened, how they handed over de Klerk and handed over to Mandela. He said the plan of the devil was to wreck that nation with violence. That the plan of the devil was to spoil everything. But that people prayed and it didn't happen. So the devil, in his fury, went across the border and poured his fury on Burundi and Rwanda. That was what the prophet said, and I cannot argue with him. That what you saw in Rwanda was the devil that was chased out of South Africa. And there was nobody making intercession for Rwanda. So the devil said, fine. Listen, go and listen to the story of Rwanda. The Bible said there are things that the ears of men will hear and their ears will tingle. Like, no, it did not happen. I saw a clip, God, terrible. I know, journalists were there filming. And they showed people on the road. I still remember one lady was lying down there. She was not dead yet, she was still breathing, bleeding. One guy carried cutlass, hit her some more. And this went on for 2 months. It wasn't one day, as if something else came over them overnight. 2 months. They did this continually. The Canadian general that was in charge of the UN peace operations, they said till today he's on drugs because of that. The man said till today he's on drugs. He's constantly taking antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs to keep his brain together. He has not recovered. A white man. Rick Joyner said that venom was meant to be poured on South Africa. But when people refused, the devil looked and threw his... And that's life. The devil tell you the story of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, the bomb that dropped on Nagasaki was not meant for Nagasaki. No, I'm telling you. The city they sent the men to, there was cloud cover. Let's put it like this, there was prayer cover. So when the pilot looked, and he could, either Hiroshima or Nagasaki, one of the cities, the pilot was not sent to there. The city that he was sent to, that day there was cloud cover. He looked everywhere, he couldn't see anything. Finally, he checked the other alternatives he had, and moved over to Nagasaki, the next industrial city, and dropped his bomb. That his people covered one city, and the evil landed without where there's no cover. What am I trying to say? I've said many things. One of them is that don't say Nigeria is bad. You don't know how bad it could have been if people did not pray the prayers they prayed. And for us to move into the next realm of prosperity and leave this apparent badness, we need to continue praying and not give up because we think something did not work. Believe me, plenty of things they work for Nigeria. There's a mudslide in China killed 100 and something. I say, now, wow. There are things we don't hear of for this zone. Because God knows that if mudslide for anybody, we go, the person just cuckoo, we just put IRP on top of the mud. We no go dig. So God says, wait, don't just slide mud in that area. I believe all the prayer for mercy we always pray. Do you follow what I'm going to explain? All right, so it is important, all right? We pray our prayers and God will continue to bless this country and we will continue spiritually the way we have been going on. Believe me, we'll get to a place where the danger will not be that of laxity. Do you understand my point? Yeah, that's the problem. You know, when people don't chop belefu after a while. So yeah, pray for the country. Say, wait, everything is okay now. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said we should open somewhere, right? Jeremiah. No, I said 29:7. Now, why? What I'm even bringing out from this story as it connects to Jeremiah is this. Now, Jeremiah was, you know, there's this thing we quote all the time from verse 11. I know the thoughts I have towards you. That's Jeremiah 29. Thoughts of good and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. I like us to read it in context. You know, when God said that, Jeremiah told them, this land is under judgment. Therefore, I'm sending all of you to Babylon to go and stay there for 70 years. That was the story that Daniel read and he began to pray. He said, the land is under judgment. So you guys go to Babylon, stay 70 years. It will take 70 years for you to come out. Some prophets were saying that in 2 years, this yoke will be broken. They were saying, okay, no, Jeremiah said, relax. 70 years, you are going to be in that land. And as a result, let's just read it so that I'll just give it. Was telling them, let's start from verse 4. Thus says the Lord, that this was sent to Jeremiah to the exiles. He said, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and become fathers of sons and daughters. And take wives for your sons and you give your daughters to husbands that they may bear sons and daughters and therefore multiply there so that you don't decrease. Now, this is where my story is for today. And seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will have welfare. Are you seeing that? I'm using the New American Standard. In its peace, you will have peace. In its prosperity, you have prosperity. When God sends you somewhere, it is not, look, you know, we used to preach that, only the church will prosper and the rest of the world will be in darkness. I believe that thing temporarily, until somebody corrected me many years ago. It doesn't work like that. The Bible says clearly that you are in the world. Just that you are not what? Off the world. No matter how good your God is, he gives you the latest G-Class, Mercedes-Benz, brand new. In fact, the last 1 week, you are still tearing the rubber, I never finish. Oh, but if there's no road in your community, what thing you go do? You go organize praise worship inside your car on Sunday. Do you follow what I'm going to explain? That's what it means when they say in his prosperity, you will experience prosperity. They give you motor car. It's fine. Yes, the Lord can do anything. Listen, I know he can do it, but there are things he doesn't do usually. Doesn't create a road on Sunday morning because you did go to church. If you created it on Sunday morning, everybody could pass them on Monday. So, what I'm learning is that you can't prosper alone. It's not possible. Arise, shine, for your light has come. When darkness covers the earth, then the church shines so that people can feel the light that they are producing. Not so that we say, hey, we are the church. You people are in darkness. You are getting the point I'm making there. So he told them, seek the welfare of that land. He was sending them into exile. And then I said, don't let the prophets deceive you. That's in that verse 8. Who prophesy in my name? The truth, verse 10, is that 70 years is what you will spend in Babylon. When that 70 years is complete, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you. He said, why am I telling you all of these things? He said, I know the plans that I have for you. That's verse 11. declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. My emphasis for today is at verse 7, where it says, seek the peace and the prosperity and the welfare of the land that I'm sending you to, and pray for, how did he say it again? Verse 7, pray to the Lord on its behalf. Are you getting my point? That is, if God wanted you to pray to him, if he's not willing to do something. I told you that prayer is about knowing what God wants to do. Is that okay? And then saying, giving him the authority to do it on the earth. Because this is what he does. If God wants to bless Nigeria, he sends Christians into Nigeria and says, okay, when you get there, ask from me concerning the nation. Do you follow my point? Let me give you my own gist again, then we'll close. We'll pray, then we'll close. It sounds funny anytime I say it, but it's the truth. God looked at Abraham and said, Abraham, come, let me show you the stars. He said, so shall your seed be. The stars, he said, can you number the stars? No. Okay. You remember the story of the stars? There are different kinds of stars, though. There is a star that's 4 billion light years away, which is bigger than the sun and all of that. That's one group of stars. There are stars that are people. Are you getting my point? There are stars that are light shining at night in cities. Hear what I'm saying. If you like, think I'm joking. But God knows that I believe what I'm saying. When you fly over a developed country at night, you will see stars. You're not getting my point. If you fly over a well-lighted city at night, bros, you will see stars. This is my persuasion. When God took Abraham out, they went for a flight. And they went over the earth and brought saw stars above and saw stars below. And God told him, so shall your seed be. That is anybody that believes, that's the seed of Abraham. These are the things I will produce in their lives. Listen, please, when they enter plane for night and fly over a developed city, do you understand my point? Enugu will soon reach there, amen. Not with that one at the talk. Go and fly over Dubai. Fly over, yes, Paris would be a nice one. Fly over LA. All right? Fly over cities like that. You will understand why Abraham was ready to kill his son. I'm telling you. So that his descendants might produce some things. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, no, I believe that totally. That's what God wants to do, to fulfill, all right? To fulfill the promise he gave to Abraham. Therefore, we have to get our own stars flying in Nigeria. And that he might fulfill that, he sent you and I here. And he said, ask me to put stars on your... In fact, prayer point for today. You will ask for stars in your homes. Yes, you will ask for stars on the road. Not the one power a tiger generator beside you. Do you know what I mean? Proper stars. Real street light. Now they call star. You see, you understand? Yes, just no normal light. Now, I told you, Abraham saw all kinds of things. There are stars he saw that we have not yet produced, and it's called the development of this nation, Nigeria. I believe that totally. If you've been to Abuja in recent years, you know that these things are doable. And if I've been to Enugu in the last 18 months, you know it is still doable too. Did I hear an amen? And greater things are going to be done again. Therefore, let us rise to our feet again and pray for our nation. Now, we're going to take some important prayer points. Number one, I want us to pray for security in this our land. You know, they told me this evening, and I began to prophesy, you know, about some boys who decided to go and kidnap a seven-month-old child so that they can ask the parents for money. I told my wife they're in trouble. No, the child is not in trouble. The parents are not in trouble. Those boys are in trouble. I suspect that they thought it would be quick money. But now this is quick death. I was feeling sorry for that in my heart. Hey, you are dead. Quick money kills. Please, oh, in Jesus' name, I command you not to love quick money. You know Judas wasn't planning to kill Jesus Christ. I hope you know. You know he wasn't planning to kill Jesus Christ. He thought that when they want to arrest him, Baba, hey, they don't know. You could just blow. The man who stops storm can create storm. Pwah! Storm will carry all of them away. To his amazement, they arrest him. Ah, Judas said, no. Maybe the battery has run down. More quick recharge up. I try recharge this thing. It's not good recharge. No, no. Before his eyes cross. And the guy bring their money. Say, yeah, take. I don't want money again. They say it's too late. A lot of people look for quick money. That's how they find quick death. You understand what I'm not explaining? Anyway, this is my own. This is my message, all right? Those boys just found quick trouble. I don't even feel like giving them quick death, but they just found quick trouble. But want to decree that this is our Enugu. All such activities we meet with rapid judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother, I'm already praying. Let us pray. Let us bow down our heads. And just put up our hand, right hand, as a sign of authority that we are walking with God in this our nation. Father, we give you thanks because indeed Jesus reigns upon the earth. And we are his people in this land. Lord, we decree, according to what we have read, that when you see such things, you are displeased. So we declare your displeasure upon kidnapping in this land in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say every activity will be met with quick judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. You foul spirit that excites men into such activities, we cast you out of our land of Enugu in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We declare safety upon every child that moves on the road, upon every adult that goes about his honest business, upon everyone that sleeps in peace in his home. We declare safety upon him in the name of Jesus Christ. Why do the heathen rage, you said, and the people imagine a vain thing? Every vanity imagination in the hearts of evil doers of this land, we raise the sword of God against them, and we declare that they are judged in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. On God's behalf, brethren, we laugh at their activities. We declare in the name of Jesus, you will not prosper in this land in Jesus' name. Amen. Safety is our portion. Amen. We declare that safety is our portion. Amen. We declare that safety is our portion. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I give you 1 minute. Each person, pray a prayer for your father, for your mother, for your brother, for your sister, for your cousins, for people you love. Declare upon them. Mention their names if necessary. Say, in the name of Jesus, it is well with you. As you go about, nobody will kidnap you. A man who wants to steal from you will enjoy himself in the process. Pray for your father. Say, it is well with you. The angels of God will surround you. Ask God concerning him. Say, Lord, I ask, protect him for me. Let no evil come upon him. Pray for somebody that you love. Declare the blessing of God upon your wife. Declare it upon your husband. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, upon this land, we decree safety in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, upon this land, we decree peace and tranquility in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, as your people, we ask for mercy. The kind of mercy that triumphs over judgment. Lord, we recognize that there might be people out there bringing forth the force of evil, but we overcome them by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We declare that righteousness will reign in our own land in Jesus' name. Amen. We declare that evil will be judged rapidly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We ask, Lord, that you will not delay, all right, in judging violent crimes, that you will not delay, because that's when the hearts of men, all right, don't learn righteousness. He said, but when thy judgments are upon the earth, O God, then inhabitants thereof they learn righteousness. Lord, we approach you with a heart of faith. We approach you with a heart of innocence and integrity. And we ask for your mercy upon us individually and as a church. And because of that, Lord, we say, let safety be upon this land in Jesus' name. Amen. Devil, we speak to you. Pack your load and get out. Amen. We speak to you, you violent demon, in the name of Jesus, out of this state in Jesus' name. Amen. As we go about, the angel of the Lord, they will encamp around us and deliver us. Amen. It shall be that to be our testimony that Satan will look and say, you have surrounded them with a hedge round about. Yes. Therefore, there's nothing I can do to them. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, let's again pray. You know, I believe so much. We're going to pray one prayer for Nigeria. All right, that's the one. If anybody has something specific about that, you can just come and whisper in my ear. But I have just 2 things to ask us to pray about. And we'll pray about this again and again for the nation, all right? Now, our time is going, but we'll pray
again for the body of Christ. Maybe we should start with that. Then we'll pray for the nation. I want us to pray about power in this country. You see, we talk about it. We don't pray about it. All the analysis I've heard from here and there, that's a major, that's a singular, most important reason why development is difficult. That is the single most important reason why development is difficult. It's like, let there be light. Even God only wanted to do things. What was the first thing he said? Light too. He first manufactured his own NEPA before he made, that is to make the earth move water, they needed power. To make plants and make animals, they needed to move the mountains here and there. But we want to move mountains without any power. So all of us are getting small power in our backyard. So we can't move big mountain. We'll pray about that. All right? Then we are going to come, because I'll get more information, but for now the information I have is that the reason why a lot of states who have the power have not yet developed their abilities is because of the constitution, which makes it difficult for them to control the power they generate. I'll get more information on that, but we'll just speak a few words about it, all right? But before that, I want us to pray one prayer for the church. That's the only problem I have. This is how I'll say it. He said, Lord, well, let me first say what I want us to pray about. We preachers, we lie too much. And a lot of people who claim to church, they like it like that. Those who claim to go to church, they like it like that. Yes, I won't go into details. You know, there are times I sit down and hear some people, maybe I'm watching TV, and say, wait, does this man really believe? This guy is not here. Chima, one day he and I were talking. He quoted something that one man said when he came to their church to preach. Oh, not their church, really. They came for a major program in town, and he went there. I said, you can't tell me that man doesn't know that is the lie. Because if he doesn't know it's a lie, there's something seriously wrong. It's easier for me to know that the guy is just telling lies, to believe that the guy is just telling lies, than to believe that he doesn't know that what he's saying is not true. It's like a doctor telling you, take this 2 Panadol for your pneumonia. Do you understand my point? He said, look, is that guy really go to school? Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows you treat pneumonia with antibiotics. And the man said, if they bound you with goats in sacrifice, you sacrifice a cow to break the sacrifice, you must be out of your mind. So I submitted that he knows the truth. Just there was something he was trying to do. So that's why he closed his eyes to the truth. This is my prayer. I said, Lord, quiet. Don't kill anybody. That's I know they pray that kind of prayer. Not in church. But reduce the influence of voices that don't tell the truth. And there are people who are preaching truth everywhere. Lord, give them platforms. Give them a voice and turn the hearts of your people to love the truth. That's my prayer. That is, it not pass as I don't talk counsel. Do you understand my point? Say, Lord, deliver us from covetousness. In fact, let's be praying as I'm talking. The Lord is here. Abi? Uh-huh. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for the body of Christ in Nigeria. Lord, deliver us from covetousness in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit that makes material acquisition appear like the sign of success, Lord, we reject it in Jesus' name. Amen. We know that you are a God that blesses your people. We know. We believe it. Lord, we believe in prosperity, that you desire to bless your people. But Lord, we refuse the spirit that goes after the goods that you bless people with rather than the truth of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, our hearts, Lord, desire to know the true God. So that if indeed they take the whole world and give us Jesus, we will still be satisfied. Lord, we reject the gospel or the message that says that material things are a sign of success. No, Lord, we reject it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask therefore that you will open our hearts as a body in this nation to truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you will give speed to the messages of truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Open great doors that truth might be proclaimed in this land in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Raise young men, young women, people who love you and who love your word. Raise them up, Lord, to have a voice to speak for you in our churches in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we ask that you silence the voices of deception. Move them back, Lord, into back places and into corners. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we do not want people, Lord, to blaspheme your name because of us. Therefore, we ask, Lord, that the word that glorifies that name be elevated in Nigerian churches in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we reject the spirit of spiritual corruption.
Amen.
We reject the spirit of materialism amongst our ministers.
Amen.
We reject it in our churches.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, I ask, Lord, that the message of holiness in its purity will be preached again in the church in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That the message of faith, you said, take hold of one and don't let go of the other. Lord, the true message of faith, the true message of holiness, the true message of prosperity, we want all of them mixed together, Lord, the true and pure messages, the messages as released by the Spirit of Christ. That's the one we want, that loves you first and allows you to add every other thing to us. Prosper those messages in our midst, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Lord, we know that our land will feel our effect if we obey those truths in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, Lord, we pray for our land. For this nation, we ask for one thing specifically today. Let there be light in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let there be a constant supply of electricity in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
How many megawatts are we going for by end of the day? Is it 6,000? Lord, let us have 12,000 in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are able to do exceedingly far above all that we can ask or think. Men, natural men, have thought of 6,000. Go far beyond that, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm sorry I have to pray like this. Every man that thrives on power failure, and therefore does not desire us to come out of this darkness, Lord, silence him, incapacitate him, summarize him, but remove him from influence in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, let such people not have voices. Lord, let their spirits not be able to rise to effect anything again in this nation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We silence them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, there are young men, young women here and there, Christians and not Christians alike, who you can use to do this work. Lord, we ask that you raise them up.
Amen.
There's a Joseph in one corner, raise him up, Lord.
Amen.
There's a Daniel in one corner, raise him up, Lord.
Amen.
There's one Bezalel in one corner, concerning this light matter, raise him up, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we desire this testimony, that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Nigeria so that they had uninterrupted power supply, it was like a dream. What we thought we will achieve in 5 years, let us achieve in 1 year, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. In this land, we will prosper. In this land, we will manufacture. In this land, we will assemble cars. In this land, we have the best hospitals in this continent in the name of Jesus Christ. One day, people will look. Lord, one day it will happen. This is our passport. I've heard these prophecies here and there. And it will happen. When we arrive at airports, it's respect. People will look at our passports. That nation in which we did not know such a transformation could happen so quickly. The people from there, they have come. And respect will be ours. As glory, Lord, is yours. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's a prayer Jesus prayed and would like to pray to. He said, Lord, glorify your son. Lord, we say, raise up this nation and glorify your people therein. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, thank you for what you have been doing in Enugu. Lord, thank you for our governor. Thank you for what you have done through him. But we pray, Lord, specifically. First, we pray for him that you give him wisdom. Lord, you say we should pray for people like him. Lord, we pray that you continue to guide him and lead him into the path of fulfilling your plan for this land in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for mercy upon the land and we declare prosperity upon Enugu State in Jesus' name. Lord, we have seen roads built. We have seen culverts. We've seen sidewalks. We've seen attempts at doing great things. Lord, we ask that you bless those works in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is not human effort that succeeds. It is the blessing of God. Therefore, we're asking for your blessing upon this land, Lord. Pour your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, many things remain to be done, like this power thing. water and all of that. But all these things that come with development, we receive them from your throne and we say, Lord, release them into this land in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have heard us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Everybody, please just put up your hand. Father God, for everyone that is present here today who have united, Lord, to ask good for this land, I know they have sown spiritual seed. I don't have time. I was going to teach about the prayer that has blessings attached. But Lord, I ask that you bless them today in the name of Jesus. Amen. These hands that are up, Lord, let them receive an anointing for financial prosperity in Jesus' name. Amen. Let these hands receive anointing for marital prosperity in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let these hands receive the anointing for academic prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let them receive all the things that you add unto righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let the sick woman there be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. I speak against sickness in every body present here. Every body that is there. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the body of Christ was broken that you might be well. Therefore, receive healing, absolute, complete healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I declare that it is well with you. Amen. Satan, I command you to take your hands off their bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have heard us in Jesus' mighty name. Let's just wave our hands and give the Lord thanks because he's so good. Let's just thank him. Hallelujah. We give him thanks. In Jesus' mighty name.